On Close Up this morning, new hope in the fight against AIDS. As we've reported, a new study has some scientists excited and others skeptical. Dr. David Ho was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1996 for his work on the treatment that has slowed the disease in millions of patients. He's the scientific director for AIDS treatment at Rockefeller University. Dr. Ho, good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Matt.
You were not involved in this study. The lead researcher was out of the University of North Carolina. Four patients over 3 months were studied. In layman's terms, if you can, what did this study accomplish that other studies haven't accomplished?
Well, first, let's begin about 10 years ago when combination or cocktail therapy came along, which allow us to control HIV quite well. The part of HIV that's active in the body could be controlled 1,000 times, but there was always a little bit left hiding out in certain cells. And this group of researchers addressed that hidden pool, so-called the reservoir. And in this study, they were able to lower that modestly in four individuals. So we have to be, it's a very interesting observation, but we have to be cautious in interpreting those results.
You say lower that modestly. I've read in some places they say it could be reduced by as much as 75%. Is that an overstatement?
Anywhere from about 20 to close to 80%. So, but the measurement of this test is not so precise. So we have to consider that a modest decrease.
The way it's been described to me, again in layman's terms, is that the sleeping cells are activated by this drug and then knocked down. Is that true?
That's the theory. Now, it remains to be seen whether the decrease is, in fact, due to the active drug, valproic acid.
So, again, researchers and scientists in this field are loath to use the word cure.
Sure.
But does this present or represent a step in the direction of a possible cure?
Absolutely. I think now this study will trigger further investigation into whether valproic acid indeed would turn on these cells so that the drugs could get at the virus.
If you can eliminate or lower the amount of cells by between 20 and 80%, as you say, does that remaining 20% that remains in the body still represent the risk that the AIDS does not go away?
It still does, but this is a step forward in the sense that we now have a strategy to lower this pool if indeed the study is proven correct later on.
Can you just explain a little bit, Doctor, as to why scientists are so cautious and so careful to raise any hopes when it comes to research like this?
Well, HIV/AIDS has been a devastating disease, and the virus insinuates itself into the chromosome of the cells in the body of the infected person. So in theory, it is extremely difficult to get rid of, and so scientists do not want to raise false hope. And the disease has been devastating, so to so many, raising false hope would only add insult to injury.
As I mentioned, four patients studied here. How large a study do you need before we know more about this particular technique?
I think this study will trigger many studies, and some of which will reach 50, 100 patients to see if this observation could be confirmed.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Dr. David Ho, thanks for joining us this morning.